Certain dates serve as signposts in the fog of history. The 4th of July is one such date. Everybody knows that the 4th of July commemorates the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. In fact, the Declaration was adopted by Congress on July 2nd, which legally broke the tie to England right then. And the first independence celebration in 1777 was held on the appropriate date, July 2nd. Congress later changed the date to the 4th, for reasons that are obscure. But who cares about the exact date? One day or another we have a big national anniversary coming up, because it fulfills the golden rule that important anniversaries must be celebrated in multiples of 10, 50 and 100. We didn't go all out with flags and fist fights for the 249th anniversary of the Declaration. It passed almost unnoticed, just as a 49th wedding anniversary is no big deal. But a 50th or 60th or 70th may get your picture in the local paper. It is the anniversary of something every day of the year, and obviously some are more important than others. 50 years ago today, for example, June 29th, the Conference of Communist and Workers' Parties met in Berlin, which is an incredibly boring anniversary. But the one coming up on Saturday marks a historical event of huge importance. The American colonists desperately needed and wanted to break free from the power of the tyrannical King George III, who oppressed them with taxes and tariffs. But it wasn't really about economics. It was about independence, a word which has a fine, liberating ring to it. Independence poses the most basic of all political questions, namely, what is a nation? There are about 200 recognised nations in the world, but there could easily be 2,000 if every independence movement succeeded. Nationalism is back with a vengeance. Uyghurs in China, French speakers in Quebec, Flemish speakers in Belgium, English speakers in Alberta and Oregon, the list of restive minorities who want independence is enormous. What was so revolutionary about the Declaration of Independence was that in one bold rhetorical stroke, it declared the question of nationhood redundant with the phrase, "We the people of the United States." Given the deep and bitter divisions in this country in 1776, the whole document was condemned by many as a fantasy. The English philosopher Jeremy Bentham called it absurd, and few people thought that the Union would survive the desire for independence in the various colonies, because Union is logically the opposite of independence. 10 years ago, the British left the European Union in search of independence, and they're still regretting it. But the United States are miraculously still more or less united after 250 years. That's worth a celebration. This is David Boucher.